kindergarten teacher said, if anyone has to go to the bathroom, hold up two fingers. And the little voice said, how will that help?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A little boy asked a friend, how do you spell mousetrap? The friend said, C-A-T. Pretty clever. Well, how's your spelling? Winnie the Pooh said, my spelling is wobbly. It's good spelling, but it wobbles, and the letters get in the wrong places. Teachers have encountered some letters in the wrong places, some hilarious spelling errors on tests and assignments. So today we present the Laugh Again Bad Spellers Hall of Fame. Here are some classic spelling mistakes from kids. I am not making any of these up. Here we go. I didn't get to sleep much all night because next door's dog was baking. Well, that kid had a rough night, don't you think? A dog baking? Pause and think about it. You know, my friend Mike has a chubby little puppy. He likes to say, he's not fat, he's just a little husky. Here's another. There are two houses of parliament in Britain, the House of Commons and the House of Lards. Kids. Blooper number three. There was a very thick frog on the road last night, and it made a car crash into a bus. Yes, watch out for those very thick frogs. I want you to live happily, my friend. Okay, that was bad. A little girl wrote, the best place to put pants is somewhere warm and damp, where they can live happily. I think she meant plants. In last year's Christmas concert, Lindsay played the small prat. I played one of the smaller prats, and I would like to have a bigger prat this next year. I believe the word she was looking for is part. One boy enjoyed picking up seashells, so he wrote, I like to pick up smells on the beach and keep them in my room. What a difference one letter makes. Just ask the girl who wrote, we spent 2 weeks in Greece last year. Greece was spelled not like the country, but like the thick, oily substance. Imagine 2 weeks in Greece. Spelling error number eight. Mr. Brown walked into the room and sat on his favorite choir. I think the child meant chair. And I love this one. The funny thing about my family is that they are divers. My Uncle Tim is a taxi diver. My Uncle Steve is a bus diver. And my dad is a van diver. Well, diving jokes are shrimply great, aren't they? And the final Bad Spellers Hall of Fame sentence from a kid. Every morning Dad has a slice of dread before he goes to work. Well, that one made me smile, then stop and think a bit. Because this morning, when I should have been eating bread, I got one letter wrong and picked up a slice of dread. Over family concerns, decisions, a relationship that needs mending. If you've picked up a thick slice of dread today, would you do this? Allow the arrival of worry to trigger an acknowledgement of your own inadequacy and your need to turn it over to God. There is no situation or circumstance that we face alone. God is everywhere. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. He is with us. He cares. Matthew 6:8 says, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. My wife sees my dread. She sometimes says, why pray when you can worry? Well, if you worry, preach to yourself this way. God is big enough to bring me through this, strong enough to carry this for me, and loving enough to cause all of it to work together for my good. According to Romans 8, it will be all right in the end. So if it's not all right, it's not the end. And I hope that brings a smile to your face today. And would you watch out for that thick frog on the road? I wouldn't want you to croak.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.